Welcome to the School of Bliss podcast. Thank you for tuning in and making your choice to elevate, to ascend, and to tap into your higher consciousness. This is a show where we not only inspire and motivate, we give you proven strategies and route to achieving unbridled bliss. And now, your host.
What's up, everyone? Thank you so much for tuning in to the School of Bliss podcast. I'm your host, Colin Sadika. It's very safe to say that there's people that we look up to as very successful, and there's people that we look at and literally and definitely acknowledge the feats they've been able to achieve as individuals, things they've been able to do in their lifetime. And here's the thing, there's tiers of individuals in this life, you know what I'm saying? There's the great people, there's the average people, and then there's the mediocre people. And here's the thing, if you're mediocre and you decided to be mediocre, then you're going to stay mediocre. If you're mediocre out of ignorance and you educate yourself, then it's safe to say that you can step out of that tire. The difference between great people and average people is in the habits, is in the routine. Average people normally complain a lot. There's this dude that I know that as soon as you say hi to him, you stand next to him for just a minute, he's going to find something to bitch about. And that's a dude that is constantly looking at life from a very negative perspective. Now listen, there's people that haven't grown up in happy homes. There's people that have been traumatized by events in their lives. And, you know, there's just people that are just negative. You feel me? But here's a common thing about all these people. They view life very negatively. And while you're around these kind of people, it's very easy for you to begin looking at things the way they do. You want to avoid these kind of people at all costs. You want to stay away from people that are constantly complaining. They're energy vampires. They keep, you know, draining your energy. Instead, what you want to do is you want to set your goals. You know what I'm saying? When you encounter setbacks while on course to, you know, achieve your goals, you want to go for some other plan. You want to come up with a new plan. You want to go back to the drawing board and identify all the places you could have gone wrong. You want to identify all the things you could have done differently. And you want to identify solutions. You see, here's the thing about life. All the people that you see enjoying success, they identified problems. They identified problems. Do you know what they did? They created solutions. So it's up to you in this lifetime. Are you going to be a consumer? Or are you going to be a problem solver? Are you going to be a creator? You know what I'm saying? Create something. It doesn't have to be everything you see around you. Create something that's unique to you. Create something that's one of a kind. And you know, living up to your purpose as a human being, you know, is very important. I feel like you owe it to something greater than yourself to actually make something out of your time on earth. You know what I'm saying? Leave a legacy that people around you, people that come from you, and people that, you know, drew inspiration from you can actually hold very dearly. Mediocre people always find faults in other people. I always believe that before you see and before you point out all the things that could have gone wrong with someone else or all the things that are going wrong currently with someone else, how about you work on yourself though? We are all flawed in different ways. Human beings are flawed in different ways. You got your faults, someone else has their faults. And if you look at yourself, you know, there's actually, you know, the whole thing about, you know, before you remove a speck out of your brother's eye, remove the log out of your own. Every time you see people messing around, every time you see people messing up, you want to learn from their mistakes. You know, you want to use that to build a better version of yourself. You know something? We've all made mistakes in the past. We've all made mistakes that we ain't proud of in one way or another. And if you look back, there's something you learned from that. You don't want to dwell on that. You got to forgive yourself. You got to forgive yourself. And as soon as you acknowledge that, you know what? You fucked up so bad. You messed up so bad. You did not mean to do what you did. You did it out of ignorance. You want to do better. You clear yourself off of all negative karma because you've decided to change. You decided to hop on a new trend. You decided to hop on a new wave. You decided to move on and do better as an individual. You're going to attract better because you've committed to change. So you got to forgive yourself for all the past mistakes. You know what I'm saying? You got to forgive yourself for all your shortcomings because you're a human being. You have been built to be flawed. And you have been built to actually learn from your flaws. You've been built to look up, to look forward, you know, to keep moving forward. And that's why I always say, you know, great people keep learning and failing and learning and trying again. And, you know, the important thing is just moving forward, just keep moving. I see so many people having this victim mentality. No one is coming to save you. No one is coming to save you. That's not how the world is built. You got to choose your faction in this universe right now. Yeah, it's either you're out there eating or you're starving. You want to be out there eating. You got to get rid of that victim mentality. Successful people seek personal growth. And people with a very victim mentality keep dwelling on all the things that make them victims. You know, you refuse to take risks. You refuse to be open to new opportunities. It's only going to keep you where you're at your comfort zone. But here's the thing about comfort zones. You don't see the next step. You got to step out of that comfort zone. You got to open yourself up to some risks, just some risks. You never know, that risk could be the opening for your big break. I always say, every time I sit around people that are not motivated, people that engage in a lot of negative self-talk and self-doubt, I always make a vow to never ever be a part of that, because the truth is, you got to surround yourself with positive and motivated individuals for you to actually be part of that. If you're sitting around jokers, five jokers, you're going to be the sixth. I promise you, if you're sitting around five junkies, you're going to be the sixth. But if you sit it around people that are constantly making moves, people that are constantly seeking greatness, people that are constantly pursuing their mission, their purpose on earth, that's exactly the line you follow. That's exactly who you're going to be at the end of the day. It's very important to filter the kind of people you surround yourself with. I always see so many people looking down upon themselves. Why would you engage in negative self-talk? Why would you engage in putting yourself down? You're putting yourself down. Your subconscious mind is going to understand that that's your potion. You got to talk yourself big. Even if it's too big, you got to talk yourself big. I sat with a brother some time back, and we were speaking about his challenges with having a body transformation, putting on muscle. He's been struggling for the longest. He's a skinny type. I told him, listen, you got to train yourself to accommodate more meals. You got to train yourself to be able to hop on a stronger training routine, a harder training routine. You got to put in the work. These things do not come easy. And I gave him a rundown of all the things that he's doing currently. And I told him how to change them so that he can open himself up to a better version of himself, so that he can create a path to step into greatness. And he listened to me, and that was said. Now it was up to him to do. But you see, here's the thing. I can't be next to your bed, waking you up, dragging you to the gym, you know, making you prepare your meals. I can't be doing all these things. You gotta have a self-drive to do all these things, though. I can motivate you, I can give you all the pep talk, but you got to put in the work yourself. Exactly a month later, he pulls up to me, he's telling me about all the change he's been able to achieve, but he decided to go for an easy way out, and he wants to give himself more time and see how things go, because he's been seeing some positive change here and there. This is an individual that is afraid of committing to a new routine. He's very, very invested in his comfort zone. And that's where he went wrong. That's where he's going wrong, actually. Because I look at him, I see no change. I see absolutely no change. I see no change. Now, I'm not going to lie, I see no change. But the brother is convinced that he's been changing and he's seeing some positive change. And he wants to keep doing what he's doing and see where it goes. If he hits a plateau, then he's probably gonna, you know, try the new approach. And I'm looking at him, and what's going through my mind is,
shut up, bitches!
I just want to let you know that if things ain't working out, then there's something in the process that needs to be changed. And I'm not going to lie. There's no two ways about it. It's either you're doing it or you're sucking at it. And that's just how it goes. If you look around you today, there's too many people out there that are just going through the paces. You know, I spoke about this. People just going through the motions. You know what I'm saying? Just do your thing. You get up, you do what you have to do just to pay the bills, just to stay afloat. You know what I'm saying? You do what you have to do just to survive and go through the next day and the next day. And it's like you just, you know what I'm saying? Like you're just a character in some video game. You know what I'm saying? A non-player character. I don't want to dwell too much on the negative aspect of human beings doing human things. But rather, I'd like to, you know, just give you a quick layout of how very successful people do things. Number one, you got to set very clear goals. You know, you got to have a vision for your future. The thing about life is everybody has a custom destiny, a custom mission and purpose on earth. You got to set goals that are very clear, goals that go with your vision for your life. You know what I'm saying? You got to be very disciplined, and you got to maintain a strong work ethic. If you got to get up, doesn't matter how sleepy you feel. You know, if you're going to be late, you want to snooze on your alarm 6 times. Just because you feel sleepy, you don't have a work ethic. You don't have a strong work ethic. You ain't disciplined enough. You want to enjoy your sleep after you've done some major things, after you've achieved some mean feats. I see so many people consuming so much trash every single day. You're out here scrolling on some bullshit that's only frying your dopamine. You never give yourself an opportunity to learn. You never give yourself an opportunity to grow. Remember, you are what you consume. Literally, what your brain consumes literally becomes you. And what your body consumes becomes you as well. So it's very important to choose wisely what you consume. You want to stay in your comfort zone. You don't want to be the person that puts yourself out there. you never want to take risks. Well, the thing about never taking risks is you will never achieve your potential, because the truth about life is you got to go out there and get it. For real, you got to step out of your comfort zone. You got to go out there and get it. That's how it's done. And there's no two ways about it, for real. Even the people that you consider lucky took some level of risk in one way or another. If you look at, you know, how they ended up being lucky, or how you termed them as lucky, if you look at the route they took, there was definitely some risk that was taken. Once again, I'm going to put it out there. Surround yourself with people you look up to, people you can learn from. Be ruthless when it comes to filtering the kind of people that you surround yourself with. And if your conscience tells you something about a certain profile of people, or your conscience tells you something about somebody somewhere, follow it. Your instincts, your gut, your conscience, these are all superpowers. It's literally superpowers that enhance our survival as human beings. So you wanna take advantage of these things. Keeping a very positive mindset while at it, actually. Because you could surround yourself with people that are actually working towards a great goal, people that are actually moving forward, but then your mindset is trash. So you want to keep a very positive mindset. From time to time, there's going to be so much change happening in your life. From time to time, there's going to be change happening in your environment, in your surroundings. Look at the world right now. There's literally war brewing all over the place. The question is, how adaptable are you? Are you the kind of person that would pack your bags, hop on a flight in a 12-hour notice, in a 10-hour notice, in half a day's notice? You know what I'm saying? You got to be adaptable. You got to embrace change. Because the truth is, it's either you adapt or you perish. And that's just how it is. The world is not built for very weak people. It's going to wipe you out ruthlessly. I promise you, it's going to wipe you out. I say this and I'm going to say this again. You can never be a successful person, or you can never be deemed successful, if your health is trash. Look at all the people that are on the world stage today as very wealthy individuals. They invest greatly in their health as well. And if you follow and you try to track their lifestyle, you'll notice there's some exercising and self-care that goes in with their routine. You've got to prioritize your health, whether you like it or not. Because if you don't, then your body has a way of teaching you some very, very, hard lessons. Every time you step out there, every time you meet new people, you want to try and create a network. You want to try and build relationships that are geared towards something great. You don't want to build relationships with some jank-ass jokers who are only going to introduce bullshit into your life. I always say I'd rather have like two dope, top-of-the-line type friends, top-tier individuals in my life, than have 10 jokers around me. You know, calling me all sorts of names, you know, all sorts of names that you know, massage my ego. But then I get absolutely nothing out of them. You know, you want people that are going to positively impact your life, and that's just how it goes. If you're out there crying about everything that's happening to you right now, I could give you a few examples of people that are going through 10 times worse than what you're going through. And they are out there just taking each day as it comes, you know, pushing themselves more. You got to persevere when, you know, things hit rock bottom. You know, You got to be able to persevere. You got to be able to be like, okay, now what do I do? What next? This has been a disaster. This has been absolutely horrible. What do I do next? How do I get myself out of this situation? You know what I'm saying? You want to be proactive. You want to take the initiative. You want to never give up. One of my boys was doing his gig as a cook in a small restaurant, but he had very big dreams, came from some ghetto in Africa, had nothing, literally came out of the mud. Dude had absolutely nothing. Right now, he's doing his thing in Europe, putting in so much work. He has a very powerful, strong work ethic. It's very strong, actually. And I look at him with so much admiration, and he inspires me as well. Because this is a young brother that had nothing, and now he works very hard. He's living his dream. And I appreciate that type of approach to life, because this is a brother that took initiative. He was very proactive about his situation. He knew exactly what he wanted. The last time I was cruising with him in some part of the world, he was telling me about his plans. And to him, it was very clear. Now he's literally living that life. Super proud of that brother. You know, I always say, if you cannot manage time effectively, and if you can't be organized as an individual, then there's no way you're moving to the next level, because the universe knows when you're ready. You can lie to yourself, but you can never lie to the universe. New opportunities, bigger open doors are going to present themselves to your journey as soon as you've learned all the lessons, as soon as you've finished the cycle completely. And that's just how it goes. You want to be an individual that is so responsible. You're very smart in how you do things. You want to start your day with order. You know, you want to remove all the clutter from your mind, remove all the clutter from your environment as well. It will help you be an organized individual with a lot of respect for time management. As soon as you've been blessed a little bit, it's very important to actually give back to the society. One person in my life that means a lot to me, that means so much to me, has an initiative of giving back to the less fortunate every single year. These are the kind of things, these philanthropic acts are the kind of things that add on to your good karma, that add on to your blessings in life. Look at all the people that are very successful. They either run charity foundations and organizations, or they give back actively to the society. You know, one thing I've actually been working on is taking criticism positively. At times, people will send feedback, and you look at some feedback, and that ego inside you, that little ego inside you, will make you want to respond in a certain way. But then if you sit back and you actually think about it, the truth is, you got to be open to constructive criticism, because you can only point out some flaws that can be fixed and make you a greater individual. One of my guys, I look at him and I see a dude that has a very strong work ethic, but at the same time, I see a dude that has a very poor, absolutely shitty work-life balance. There's more to life than the grind. And as long as you're being very consistent with the work that you're putting in, you got to have other things going on in your life. You don't want to be this individual that's very successful with your career. You're putting out this image of a workaholic individual, but then you have absolutely nothing going on in your other aspects of life. That's not a life that you want to live. I know you're trying to maintain a strong work ethic, but the truth is you need a balance in life. Because the burnout that you know about to get you, yeah, it's out there, you know, in the weights room, warming up and stretching, you know, right before it pounces on you proper. And you're going to learn a lesson the hard way. Even as I wind up, I just want to let you know that life is a journey that's filled with ups and downs. There's going to be successes. There's going to be failures. And it's very easy to get caught up in the negatives and dwell on your mistakes. But let me tell you something. You know, the key to growth and happiness is actually in embracing a forward mindset. You got to know that the past is the past. You can only focus on the present and the future. Instead of dwelling on what you did wrong, how about you focus on what you can learn from those mistakes? Like I say before, every setback is an opportunity for growth and improvement. Even the most successful people have failed along the way. They've sucked so bad. So I'd like to encourage you to shift your perspective and see the positives in every situation. Look for the silver linings, the lessons learned, the opportunities that arise from challenges. You want to cultivate resilience and develop a very strong and positive outlook on life. Because I'm going to be honest with you though, life is too short to be held back by the past. You want to embrace the present moment. You want to keep your eyes on the future. You want to believe in yourself. You want to trust the process. You want to trust your custom journey. You never want to lose sight of your dreams, no matter how big they are, to yourself or to other people. Never lose sight of your dreams. So let's focus on all the things that put us in a positive space. Let us maintain that power to create, you know, our future. I want to say thank you so much for tuning in to the School of Bliss podcast. And if you got into this point of the podcast, I appreciate you. We are very committed to growing together and improving the content up on this podcast. So thank you so much for being a part of that growth. And as I always say, go out there, be badass in every aspect of your being. Colin Sadika, signing out.